Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, where you usually get all the day's news in less than 10 minutes, but today I have a special episode for you as we wave goodbye to 2018. Let's review some of the best Thing to Know Thursday interviews and refresh our knowledge on a variety of topics. You'll hear clips about everything from self-driving cars to the royal wedding and everything in between. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, December 27th. You ready? Let's do this. How bad is this pilot shortage, and why is it happening?
Well, it's going to be pretty bad. You know, a 2016 report by Boeing said that 42% of the pilots that are currently flying right now are going to be reaching their mandatory retirement age of 65 in the next 10 years. So there's going to be a need for about 117,000 pilots in North America and 637,000 pilots worldwide in the next decade. And, you know, there's going to be an issue tracking down or new recruits to become pilots, because a lot of the pilots that are currently flying actually came from the military. And one of the issues that airlines are facing is that the military is not actually hiring that many more pilots because of new technology such as drones.
How many people are using dating apps in America, and do they really work? What should people know about dating apps?
It seems like everyone is using dating apps right now, right? But according to the Singles in America study by Match, there's actually about 50% of singles that have tried online dating sites or apps today. And this is definitely increased from prior years. Before, they used to say 1 in 5 marriages began with a dating site. Now that number is increased to 2 or 3 out of 5 marriages begin that way. And it's actually the number one place that most people had their last first date.
When it becomes more common, will we actually get to sit back and enjoy the ride and read and watch TV? Or is it going to be where you still kind of have to pay attention and jump in an emergency?
When we get to fully autonomous, fully self-driving vehicles, they will be drastically different than what we ride in today. They won't have steering wheels. They won't have gas pedals and brakes. All of that will be controlled autonomously by the system. We can customize that environment any way we want. We could put a desk in there so we could work. We could put a bed in there and sleep. We think a lot about the first order effects, but there's tremendous second order effects, because all of a sudden, I can start to use this ride time for other activities, then it might influence where I live. It might influence the type of jobs I take. It might influence where I go on vacation. All of these things are up for grabs, if you will, an environment where the interior of the vehicle is drastically different. I've joked that you could put an infinity pool in there if you wanted to and swim laps on your way into work.
What's the biggest misconception that you find about volcanoes and what's happening in Hawaii right now?
A lot of people get their ideas about volcanoes from the movies. People think that the lava is going to be runny enough that we can divert it, or that we can pour water on it, or things like that to be able to protect houses. And that's really fueled by Hollywood wishful thinking and in the movie to be able to solve it and be able to protect the people. And unfortunately, that means people are sometimes very, very upset and disappointed when it turns out that that's not actually real. You're also not going to sink into the lava like Gollum in Lord of the Rings.
What is your role with Discovery Shark Week this year? And what does it take to put some of these shows together? Give us some behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's not easy. Well, honestly, me and my buddies, we literally risk our lives to give you these shows. This is no joke. This is no Bear Grylls going to stay in a hotel or having a support network some of the times. You can't have a support network when you're 110 feet down below the surface, surrounded by 4 male great white sharks and no cage. Just me and my buddy Andy, that's it. He's got a big camera to push the sharks away, and I've got a GoPro on a stick. So It's sometimes it's quite terrifying, but you have to trust in the training you've been given by the people you work with, the knowledge that they've given to you.
Why do you think debt is such a concern for a lot of millennials today? And in your work, do you see this play out?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, one, a lot of millennials, they have graduated or are graduating with debt. You know, so they're graduating with student loan debt, credit card debt, and they're already starting behind in terms of their net worth. And that's really, that's tough. That's tough when you wanna come out into the working world, you're working, and you're not making yet your highest point of salary, and yet you are already behind in debt and overcome with expenses of the real world. So you can look at what you've spent in the previous month. So print out your bank statements, your credit card statements, and just write down what you spent money on within the past month. That's one way to do it. The other way is to cut, like from today, is to start tracking expenses going forward. If you want to, you know, get a stock of what you spend today, and then you can start creating a plan going forward on what you'd like to spend and what's reasonable for the money you bring home.
Can President Trump create a space force? And it's my understanding that Congress would actually have to give approval. Can you talk about that?
Right. He can't do this unilaterally. This is not something the executive branch can do. This is a major undertaking. You know, it's only happened one other time in our nation's history that we've created a new military service. And that was back in 1947, where Congress created the Air Force. This is, you know, something similar that the president's talking about now. It's something that's actually been debated in Congress recently, even last year, didn't become law. But this is something that the president is going to have to work on with Congress, and it will take some time.
I mean, we saw more than 29 million Americans wake up early on a Saturday morning to watch the wedding live. Why do we, especially as Americans, care so much? And what do you say to people who don't understand it at all?
I do think that what we got here was a royal wedding meets red carpet situation. When you have George and Amal Clooney, when you have Oprah attending your event, then maybe people who aren't even necessarily into the royals are going to tune in because they love fashion moments, because they love movie stars. So the wedding really expanded its reach when we started seeing those major celebrity guests show up. And we knew about some of them in advance, but not all of them. Some of them were surprises. So I think that really got people talking. And at the end of the day, who doesn't love a love story? Also, you know, she's an American. I was surprised being over there. I thought that when I was speaking to Brits that I would be this annoying American reporter, and that they would say they didn't really love the idea of this American actress entering their royal monarchy. But actually, they were all so excited about it. They said she's a breath of fresh air. And not only that, but you know, for them, the royal family is very much a source of tourism there. So not only do they grow up caring about the royals, but it's a source of business for people, brings people to the country, obviously, gets people talking about England. So you had beauty, you had grace, you had Hollywood and real royalty. It all turned out great.
And that's it for today. Of course, there were so many other great interviews and guests this year. I definitely could have included any one of them in this list. There were more than 50 interviews, by the way. I hope you learned something new with each one. And shout out to every single one of the guests who shared their knowledge and expertise. I also want to take a quick moment to say thank you for listening to The Newsworthy throughout the year and into 2019. I am so grateful. If you want to go back and listen to the full interviews from any of the clips you heard today, you will find links to those episodes in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com. Just click episodes from the homepage and look for today's date. And yes, I will be back with a regular daily news update tomorrow, which is Friday, catching you up on all the news you may have missed this week. Until then, have a great day.